Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 5th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day, virtues. We of AA are apt sometimes to brag of the virtues of our fellowship. Let us remember that none of these are earned virtues. We've been forced into them, to begin with, by the cruel lash of John Barleycorn. We've adopted these attitudes, these practices, this structure, not at first because we wished to, but because we had to. But today I think we stand willing to conform permanently and gladly to the principles which experience, under the grace of God, has taught us. Bill W., Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, page 224. Thought to consider, unless I accept my virtues, I will be overwhelmed with my faults. Acronyms, WHO, willingness, honesty, open-mindedness. Just for today, traditions, from the Three Legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. You will remember that episode back in our living room on Clinton Street. That was a time when my group told me I, Bill W., could never become an AA professional. With nearly every tradition, much the same thing has happened. At first, I obeyed because I had to. I would have lost my standing in AA if I had not. After a while, I began to obey because I saw that the traditions were wise and right. While I conformed because it was right to do, I still resisted inwardly. This was particularly true of anonymity. Today, I hope I have come to a time in my AA life when I can obey because I really want to obey, because I really want the traditions for myself as well as AA as a whole. Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, page 136. Daily Reflections, True Brotherhood. We have not once sought to be one in a family, to be a friend among friends, to be a worker among workers, to be a useful member of society. Always we tried to struggle to the top of the heap, or to hide underneath it. This self-centered behavior blocked a partnership relation with any one of those about us. Of true brotherhood, we had small comprehension. That's from the 12 and 12, page 53. This message contained in step 4 was the first one I heard loud and clear. I hadn't seen myself in print before. Prior to my coming to AA, I knew of no place that could teach me how to become a person among persons. From my very first meeting, I saw people doing just that, and I wanted what they had. One of the reasons that I'm a happy, sober alcoholic today is that I'm learning this most important lesson. As Bill sees it, spiritual kindergarten. We're only operating a spiritual kindergarten in which people are enabled to get over drinking and find the grace to go on living to better effect. Each man's theology has to be his own quest, his own affair. That's from a letter, 1954. When the big book was planned, some members thought that it ought to be Christian in the doctrinal sense. Others had no objection to the use of the word God, but wanted to avoid doctrinal issues. Spirituality, yes. Religion, no. Still others wanted a psychological book to lure the alcoholic in. Once in, he could take God or leave him alone as he wished. To the rest of us, this was shocking, but happily we listened. Our group conscience was at work to construct the most acceptable and effective book possible. Every voice was playing its appointed part. Our atheists and agnostics widened our gateway so that all who suffer might pass through, regardless of their belief or lack of belief. AA Comes of Age, pages 162, 163, and 167. Big Book quote, burn the idea into the conscience of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. Alcoholics Anonymous Working with Others, page 98. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. People often ask what makes the AA program work. One of the answers is that AA works because it gets people away from themselves as the center of the universe, and it teaches them to rely more on the fellowship of others and on strength from God. Forgetting ourselves in fellowship, prayer, and working with others is what makes the AA program work. Are these things keeping me sober? Meditation for the day. God is the great interpreter of one human personality to another. Even personalities who are the nearest together have much in their natures that remains a sealed book to each other. And only as God enters and controls their lives are the mysteries of each revealed to the other. Each personality is so different. God alone understands perfectly the language of each and can interpret between the two. Here we find the miracles of change and the true interpretation of life. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may be in the right relationship to God. I pray that God will interpret to me the personalities of other people so that I can understand them and help them. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.